Jordan looked hard at the remaining guard.
See if you can remain alert from now on. Because if I get any more uninvited guests this evening, I'm going to be distinctly peeved with you. Got it? Good.
Jordan walked back toward his bedchamber. It had been a long day, and so far it had shown no signs of getting any shorter. He thought wistfully about the deep, soft mattress that awaited him.
Oh, you have got to be kidding me.
Jordan tapped his foot impatiently and began to seethe quietly as it became clear he was going to have to deal with whoever it was if he hoped to get any sleep that night. He strode over to the main door and jerked it open.
Now what in the world is going on?
Something about 2 feet high and dressed all in scarlet shot between his legs, scurried into his suite, and disappeared. Jordan barely had time to react before he looked up to see Damon Kord charging straight at him, brandishing the biggest solid steel mallet that Jordan had ever seen.
Move! Shut the door! Don't let it get away!
Now hold!
Shut the door!
Jordan shut the door. When he looked around again, Kord was standing very still in the middle of the room, his mallet poised and ready to strike.
Kord!
Quiet, Your Highness. It's gone to ground.
I don't care if it's gone abroad for the holidays. What is it?
A red cap. Nasty little buggers. They hide in the wainscoting and come out at night to feed on human flesh. They're particularly fond of children's flesh.
Kord began a slow quartering of the room, checking each possible hiding place with the maximum of caution. Jordan was reminded irresistibly of his own search for the disappearing bloodhound, but had enough sense not to smile. He didn't think Kord was in the mood to appreciate the funny side.
Why a mallet? What's wrong with a good old-fashioned sword or axe?
Red caps are notoriously hard to kill, Your Highness. Fire's the only thing that'll do it for sure. That's why I chased it in here. If worst comes to worst, you can always use your fire magic to fry the little bastard. Gotcha!
That... somebody's going to pay for that.
Kord barely even registered Jordan as he rushed for the red cap. In the brief moment he had actually caught a glimpse of the thing, Jordan got an impression of an impossibly wide mouth crammed with needle-sharp teeth. The creature picked itself up from the priceless set of ceremonial plates used by Victor's grandfather in court, now ruined, and reached for one of the legs from the ceremonial table. It hefted the ironwood leg like a club and grinned nastily at Kord. Jordan watched sickly as the creature's mouth stretched almost literally from ear to ear. The red cap was disturbingly human in shape, but impossibly thin. Its arms and legs were little more than pipe cleaners, but its magical nature gave it unnatural strength and vitality. Kord's mallet hit, instead of the red cap, a glass display case full of China miniatures.
Oh, come on!
Kord hauled his mallet free of the wreckage, destroying what was left of the glass case. The red cap wielded its ironwood club.
I'll get you, demon spawn!
The table leg missed Kord and sank half its length into the wall, driven into the solid stone like a nail into wood. The red cap abandoned its weapon as it ran from Kord. A centuries-old writing table and an ornamental hat stand fell prey to Kord's mallet along the way. Still entirely unhurt, the red cap took refuge behind an overstuffed armchair. A part of Jordan's mind was busy toting up the damages, even as he drew his sword and moved forward to join Kord. His new access to Victor's memories enabled him to remember exactly how much each piece of furniture had cost originally and how difficult they would be to replace. He had a horrible suspicion Victor and Roderick would decide this was all his fault and deduct the cost from his fee. Jordan decided he'd better do something to help Kord get the red cap while there was still some furniture left. He chose his moment carefully, leapt forward, and ran the creature through with his sword. The blade punched clean through the red cap's chest and out its back. No blood ran from the wound. The red cap grabbed the edges of the blade with his tiny hands, began to pull himself along the blade toward Jordan. Jordan dropped his sword and stumbled back a step. The red cap pulled the blade out of its body and threw the sword to one side.
Stay still!
The red cap was off and running again. Kord chased the thing around and around the room while Jordan got his breath back. The red cap scuttled under chairs and over tables, hiding in every possible nook and cranny, trying always to make it to the door or to the wainscoting. Somehow, Kord was always there first to drive it back. Once, Jordan would have sworn the creature actually ran up one of the walls and headed for the ceiling before Cord intercepted it. But by that time, he was so confused from trying to keep track of it that he couldn't be sure what he'd seen. All he was sure of was the continuing rising cost of damaged furnishings. Fire, thought Jordan desperately. Cord said the Redcaps hated fire. He palmed one of his flare pellets and was surprised at how few he had left. He'd have to be careful how he used them until he had a chance to make some more. He pushed the thought to the back of his mind, nicked the wax coating of the pellet, and waited for his chance. The Redcap went flying backward, right into the suite's main fireplace. The Redcap simply exploded into a dirty, smoky gas that shot up the chimney and disappeared.